Amen. Amen. I can really tell that you really love your pastor. Just with that pastor, I'm amazed. I'm amazed with all the singing. I'm amazed with all the fellowship. I wonder if this is what it's like to be here on earth. I wonder what heaven would feel like when we all fellowship with one another in that eternal majesty with Jesus Christ. Wow. I can only imagine what would it be. But I can guarantee you one thing. You will see brown-skinned Filipinos up there in heaven. You will see brown-skinned Filipinos up there in heaven. Maybe they would grab you by the edge of your robe and say, "Thank you for giving to the Lord." Maybe we take it for granted what our pastor has done for us. But up in heaven, I do believe that our pastors would be appreciated, not for the work that they've done, but for the souls that they have given to the Lord. Just want to thank you so much, Pastor, for your labor of love here in this church. Thank you so much, Pastor Grant Hardwick, for not only allowing me to speak, but to present my heart and burden for me and my country. Right now, God has laid in my heart to start a church in Magalang, Pampanga. It is the province in Pampanga. It is located in the province called Pampanga. And its population is 113,000. 85% of them are Roman Catholics. The rest are all cults. No Baptist church. It burdens my heart that the people over there are just as dedicated, as just as religious as the people back in our home. I want to tell you that they themselves would walk every Lenten season. They would cut their backs and whip themselves until their jean pants turned red. It breaks my heart to tell you this, but they would carry crosses, weighing heavier than themselves for miles upon miles in attempts of finishing the sections of the cross. I want to tell you that they are so sincere that they would even crucify themselves on literal crosses. They may be sincere in what they believe, but they are sincerely wrong. Right now, my heart goes out to these people, not because of what they do, but because they need a Savior. Amen. They need Jesus Christ. And right now, I'm looking for churches, pastors, or individuals that wants a piece of that. That wants to say, with my help and the help of God, you will see your people saved. I am raising $1,000 of monthly support, and I'm looking for individuals that can support $20 a month. I'm praying that God would use me. Not only that, praise the Lord, I got engaged this summer. I don't know why she said yes, but I'll take it. Amen. Our heart's desire is to go back to our country. It amazes me that God had prepared not only just a person that has that same heart, that have that same burden for my country, but is willing to leave this country to go to my country. I'm thankful for the Lord for the helpmeet that He has given. I often joke about this with churches. When God says men needed a helpmeet, the men would say, "Help me, help me." We really do need all the help that we can get. But I'm thankful for the Lord because not only God given a burden inside my heart, but He has even laid aside my other half. Amen. But right now, I want to give you this message. If you have your Bibles, Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse number 1. Let's read in verse number 1, 2, and 3 and 4. And let's skip to verse number 7 to 10. It says here in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 4, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, they were very dry. They were very many in the open valley, and they were dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Let's skip to verse number 7. So I prophesy as I was commanded, and I prophesy there, and I prophesied. There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone of his bone. Verse number 8, and when I behold, lo, sinews and flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath. In verse number 9, then said unto me, prophesy unto the winds, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the winds, thus saith the Lord God, come forth up from the four winds, O breath, and the breath upon the slain, that they may live. Finally, in verse number 10, so I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into me and into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving God and Heavenly Father, I pray, O Lord, that you use me as your mouthpiece today. Lord God, no amount of studying can prepare me, O Lord, for what I'm going to say today, O Lord. To tell you the truth, O God, I am nervous. I am scared, O God, but I know, O Lord, you would use me. Lord, be with me, O God, as I deliver this message, O Lord. May hearts be burdened, O Lord. May eyes be open, O God, and may they know you as Lord. Lord, I pray, O Lord, for my country, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, for the Philippines. Lord, I pray, O Lord, for co-laborers that are willing, O God, that are looking, O Lord, and that are longing, O Lord, to be a part of something greater, O God. Thank you so much, O Lord, for this privilege, this opportunity, O God, that you have given. For I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. The hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And he carried him. God is speaking to prophet Ezekiel in a vision. And in this vision, God had brought him up from wherever place that he is into a valley. Not just any valley, but a valley filled with bones. We can see, number one, we can see the prophet. And during this time, Israel was under siege from Nebuchadnezzar. We can see that Israel's downward decline and punishment. We can see that this was Israel's darkest times. But you know what? God didn't forget. He says here, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, his prophet. And now he has brought him into this valley. Aren't you glad that our God in the mountains is still the God in the valley? Aren't you glad that our God in the daytime is still God in the nighttime? Aren't you glad that our God is the God of the good and even the God of the bad? But you know what? Sometimes God in His providence, God in His mercy would bring you to a valley. Here in Ezekiel, here prophet Ezekiel not only just went into the valley, but it was a valley filled with bones. Amen. Right now, I see a valley filled with bones. It is a valley full of my brethren's bones. Right now, I tell you, in Magalang, Pampanga, 113,000. But yet, no one, no church. Where is the church when a young people sits there for hours looking and longing for hope and help, only to find no church? no evangelist, no pastor, no witness to share them about Jesus Christ. It breaks my heart that they would listen to a cultist or a priest to, that says that you can get to heaven if somebody paid. Literal money for you. It breaks my heart that they would even go as far to even self-inflict harm unto themselves, only to find at the end of their sacrifice there awaits a God that says, "Who are you?" Sometimes we get comfortable and we forget to look at those bones. Sometimes as we are traveling to the valleys of our lives, we sometimes forget that there are bones in our path. Right now, we can see that in this valley full of bones, we can see three things in this place. It was many. There were many bones. In verse number 2, "And caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, there were many bones in the open valley." Not only was there many bones, it was a vast valley. It was a valley of death. And it was a valley, a vast valley. I can say, when I was reading this verse, I was thinking about our adversary. The devil is like a roaring lion, seeking who may he devour. And it brought me back into this church. Maybe those bones were the bones of our fallen brethren. Maybe those bones are the bones of you and me before we came to Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that those bones are the bones of the victim that fell under the devil. And the devil not only just devoured their flesh, but scattered those bones all throughout. But not only does these bones were scattered, but we can see they were very dry. They were very dry. In my place, they are very dry. They are so dry that they don't know what's up from what's down. They are so dry that they are willing to listen to a Catholic priest, listen to a cultist, listen to some random person that says that a church would be raptured together, the church building would be raptured up. Breaks my heart that they would believe such a lie. They are very dry. We can see not just it was an open valley, it was a vast valley. It was a valley filled with to the brim with bones. It was a dead valley, but it was a valley of desolation. We see that there was a drought across this valley. Not a drought of rain. I do believe this is a drought of the gospel. Who are those bones to you? Probably right now, those bones are a loved one. Probably right now, those bones are a family member. Maybe a son or a daughter, a friend, a co-worker. Who are those bones to you? Are we just gonna pass by and let those bones rot? But it challenged me in verse number 3 and said unto me, "Son of man, can this bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, thou knowest." I can see as prophet Ezekiel was questioned this question, "Can this bones live?" I can see old Ezekiel going, "Can these bones live? I don't know, but you know, O God." And in verse number 4, he said, again, he said unto me, "Prophesy upon these bones, that say unto them, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Here comes the challenge. Prophesy unto these dry bones. I want to thank the Lord because the gospel has reached me, that I heard a prophet prophesy unto those dry bones. I want to tell you that I was once of those dry bones. I want to tell you that my life before, when Jesus found me, I was in shambles. I was in a wreck. My bones were scattered out. But seemingly unrecoverable situation, Jesus came. Are you going through something hard today that you think that your life might be at shambles, or you think that your life may be at an end? Are you one of those dry bones right now that you think that your life may be over? I grew up in a Baptist church. I thought for sure that I can get to heaven by attending church. I thought for sure that if I read my Bible enough time, maybe God would find grace in my soul. I thought for sure that God, in His sovereign might, would allow my parents to open the gates of heaven so that I can come. I was wrong. Back in my place, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that they shed could not atone for not even one of their sins. But you know what? Who paid it all? Jesus Christ. You know what? We might have an adversary, a great roaring lion seeking who may he devour, but we have our own lion, the great Lion of Judah, the great I Am, the seed of Abraham. I want to thank the Lord, because even though our bones, my bones, were scattered at that time, I heard a preaching that says, life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little while, but then vanisheth away. And those words are like a knife that was stabbing me right in the heart. Life is but a vapor. I thought for sure before that I would live forever. I thought for sure that me being a young age at 8, I thought maybe I have more time. But He said, life is but a vapor. And He said, Jesus is coming soon. He said, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, it might be next week. But one thing's for sure, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Me being as a young boy, hearing those words began to haunt me. Those words began to haunt me, began to shake me to the core. Came to the point where I was afraid to even go to sleep at night, in fear that when I fall asleep, the first thing that I will see is hellfire. And I'm afraid that if I open my eyes, the first thing that I would see is Jesus in that great white throne judgment. I was afraid. It got to the point where I was so afraid that my dad asked me, son, what's wrong? I said to him, Dad, I don't think I'm not yet saved. He took his old KJV Bible and opened it into John 3:16. I heard that verse so many times, but that was the time where I knew what it finally meant. Can these bones live? Verse number 7, so I prophesy as I was commanded, and I prophesied there, and I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Those bones began to shake. My friends, when was the last time that God got a hold of your heart and He began to shake you to the core? When was the last time that we were shook by the scriptures? When was the last time when we heard preaching that shake us to the very brim? Right now, I want to tell you that this type of scriptures is unknown to those people, that this kind of gospel is unknown to that place. I want to tell you that there are still places in here in this earth that the gospel is not yet reached. So should we wait? No. I do believe that me, as a young boy, I still hold on to that promise that Jesus is coming soon. And as I watch those news and see those prophecies began to get fulfilled, I can say it's just around the corner. And I'm positive that He is coming soon. But I want to labor for my Master. I want, when Jesus comes, I want to show Him the fruits of my labor. But I cannot do that alone. My friends, me as a young boy, I am limited in what I can do. First of all, I don't have any finances. I am just a young man. But you know what? Ministry is not done with just one hand. It's done by two. I'm thankful for the Lord because there are friends. There are people that are willing to say, I will help you. I am thankful for the Lord because God, in His sovereign might, thought of missions. As I think, of when I'm getting married, I often wonder, I am limited with what I can do. It amazes me because Chloe is strong where I am weak. To tell you the truth, I am an illiterate. I'm not good with words, nor am I good in spelling words. I'm not good with math, but you know what? She is. And it amazes me where I am weak, she is strong. Right now, there are people that only I can reach. And there are only people that you can reach. But let us work together, the Spirit of God, and let us reach all the people that we possibly can. And when it says here, when those bones began to shake, those bones began to come together. Aren't you glad that God doesn't just let the devil break everything apart? The devil has come to seek and to destroy. But you know what? Jesus has come to undo all the destruction that devil done. I want to tell you, when He prophesied unto these bones, those bones began to shake and began to come together. Bone of His bone. Aren't you glad from a seemingly bleak and seemingly unrecoverable state? Jesus, seemingly out of nowhere, brought those bones back together. I am thankful for the Lord for my salvation. That's one thing to praise the Lord. But we can see here in verse number 8, and when I behold, sinews came up. Not only were those bones brought together, but from those bones, the ligaments started to appear. The muscles started to appear. From seemingly out of nowhere, the organs began to appear. And from those organs, skin arose and covered everything up. But we can see, there was no breath. Maybe somebody here, you may act churchy, you may look churchy, you may talk churchy, but have you accepted Jesus Christ? It's the bread of life in you. I want to tell you that the main thing that sends people to hell is not drugs or alcohol, it's not the television, it's not the social media. You know what sends the most people to hell? It's religion, but no relationship. Have you accepted Jesus Christ today as your Lord and personal Savior? Are you sure without a shadow of a doubt? They may look alive, but they are not. But we can see in verse number 9, and then said unto me, prophesy unto the winds. Prophesy, son of man, and say to these winds, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up an exceedingly great army. We see three revivals that took place. We see the revival of those bones. Second of all, we can see the revival of the body. We can see the revival of the soul. Are you saved today? But not only that. As those once bones began to stand up, an exceedingly great army unto God. God started off with just one in this seemingly empty, vast valley filled with bones. But he got an army afterwards. Right now, I feel like I am Ezekiel in that spot right now. I see a valley vast, filled to the brim with bones. But seemingly out of that seemingly dead, dry, desolate place, God would brought up an exceedingly great army. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his glorious banner. It must not suffer loss. Pray for me. Pray for our country. Pray for this place in Magalang, Pampanga. We need your prayers. We need your help. Thank you so much, Pastor.